Podsman Josh here, coming to you on This Week in 1920s Baseball. Our episode last week went long because after our All-Star picks, we started talking about our favorite nicknames, so we decided to make that its own episode. Sweetbread is trying to make a statistical measurement called NAR, which stands for Nickname Above Replacement, which is kind of like war, but for nicknames. We don't have the math nailed down yet, but we do have a lot of great nicknames, so check them out.
We love the old-timey baseball nicknames more than anything. We decided to pick the best nicknames above replacement. The NAR is we don't have a statistical number yet, but we just have a gut feeling. NAR is more of a feeling based.
Yeah, but gnarly feeling in the pit of all.
Yeah, we didn't necessarily go through and pick like league by league. We just picked all league wide best nicknames of all time. Or of the year, I mean. We may do one of all time later, but this is just best nicknames of this season.
Yeah, I think we both agree that, like, back then, it seemed like nicknames were so incorporated into their names that there was something, like, I don't know, there was just something very appealing about that, where
right.
a player, even on their, maybe on their Hall of Fame plaque or, you know, just on their reference page,
right.
was known by their nickname and not by their given name, like Babe Ruth, you know, so... Yeah, you know, now, modern days, you know, you hear all the nicknames, but are they as incorporated into their everyday name? Probably not.
Right. These guys are just, that's who they are. And the pitchers, I do think, have the better nicknames overall.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, who's your number one pick for pitcher?
I really like the names that kind of go together really well that aren't necessarily the most outlandish. And for me, I mean, obviously I had to pick Sweetbread Bailey because, you know, my namesake, or I am his namesake or something like that. Urban Shocker, because Urban Shocker, it's such an iconic name.
Sounds really good.
It just sounds so good. Urban, the first name of Urban, the last name of Shocker. I mean, it's just got so many connotations. It works well together. Like the two of them work together. So for me, that's my 1920 number one pitcher. Yeah.
And mine is a pitcher who's not even really that good, but what a name. Slim Love.
Slim Love.
That is just, I mean, that guy could be a country star. He could be a pitcher. He could be anything. And
yeah, he is just, mascot for a cigarette commercial.
Yeah. He is not a great pitcher. He's a lefty for the Yankees, I think. I mean, I know he played in the Yankees. Is he on the Yankees? No, he's on the Tigers this year. Bounced around a little bit. Very mediocre pitcher, but very great name.
Gnarly name. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. These guys will always live forever because of their name.
He was also known, he was kind of weird. He was known, this is a quote, he was known for his bucolic disposition and odd appearance. So he was like a little weird looking and a little mean, and his name was Slim Love. So that's my man.
Slim Love.
For catcher, we know our catcher. It's got to be Pickles Dillhoffer. That's our man. The catcher, Ivy Wingo, is a good one also. He actually was a good catcher.
I also really like Bubber Johnard because it's ridiculous. Bubber is his first name, and then
that's a mouthful
with two N's. I just kind of like that one as well.
Yeah, that is a good one. Ivy Wingo, that's a good, like, that first name last name goes together too. And he was on my short list of possible actual All Stars, but I needed someone not on the Reds. So, but Ivy Wingo was pretty good. First base, I think, is also kind of a no brainer. That's High Pockets Kelly. That's the best nickname of the year.
It's a great nickname. But I did go with somebody else. I mean, I think this is maybe just me trying to pick different ones as well.
All right, that's good.
I went with Stuffy McGinnis.
That is pretty good, though. That's very 1920s. Yeah. He was on the Sox, Red Sox, right? I think Stuffy McGinnis. Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
I like that. I like that name a lot. I found that second base didn't have the best nicknames. I feel like Wham Scans, they just called him Whamby. But it wasn't really like part of his name. Rogers Hornsby, they called him the Raja, but like no one was calling him that like as a name. That's just like a sports writer's call out him. And then there was a second baseman named Whitey Witt, who is like, that's pretty, pretty good. That's yeah. pretty much flows off the tongue. Yeah, Whitey Witt.
I went with Chick Fuster.
Ooh, I forgot about Schuster.
It was a popular nickname at the time, but just Schuster. It's kind of a funny little sounding thing. I think mine. I picked them just like the way that they sounded.
Well, that's fun. It's fun to say. Shortstop, you got to go with the iconic Rabbit Marinville. I mean, that is a cool name. That really sounds like a fictional character, Rabbit Marinville. That's really good.
I would probably pick him too. I mean, Rabbit's just a great name. Great name for a shortstop. You know, you can just picture somebody like, you know, hopping around. I also, with a technicality, slipped in Pie Trainer because he did up this year as a shortstop. You know, one of the all-time great nicknames. Of course, he'll be a third baseman. But this year he played shortstop abysmally, made lots of errors and
stuff. Yeah. I happened to see a guy who played short. Just an odd thing. His nickname was Dud. Dud, and his last name was Lee. So his name was Dudley. But his on-base percentage was 1,000. He only played in one game, and he got two hits and a walk. And then that was the end of his maybe not his career, but definitely in one of those weird blip careers where he played hardly at all. His name was Dud, but he somehow had a good game and then was gone. So I don't know what happened to Dudley, but yeah, third base, one of our favorites from the Pirates, right? Possum Whitty.
Yeah, that's my pick.
Yeah, awesome. I'm stealing your pick because I had Pie Trainer at third, but I'm stealing yours. I'm going with Possum also. That's a good one, Possum Whitted.
Yeah, I mean, just – the first name is Possum. I mean, you can't.
Yeah.
And the thing is like all these are like you look at these players up, and that's just what they go by. It's not like
right.
I don't know if I can say this enough. Like it's it's their name. It's like what
name
in a box score. Yeah.
That's what it said on his driver's license.
Yeah.
It said Possum.
On his hunting license.
So. Yeah. We know the left fielder, Gavi. The Phillies manager, player manager, Gravy Cravings, Gaviota, Gavi Cravath, Cactus Cravath, two nicknames. I don't know how that impacts his rating if he has two good nicknames.
And just his name in general, Gavi Cravath. Just
yeah. Well, what was his given name? Something with a K.
Gabriel or
drink. Something with a K or it was alliterative. It was something. Yeah, but Gavi Cravath. Yeah, and then also Smokey Joe Wood. Smokey Joe is just pretty great. He was a pitcher who then moved to the outfield. I really like Smokey Joe.
Oh, I mean, just the whole name, Smokey Joe Wood. Just the last name of Wood, Smokey Wood, Joe. Everything works.
Puts you in a feeling. Yeah.
Mars right there. Yeah. I have Baby Doll Jacobson, too. I don't know if you had him at all.
I did. I had him as a center fielder, if I'm correct. Yeah.
I just love, you know, the story behind the nickname. And, of course, one of our listeners, David, was so kind of us to share the song with us as well. So it was a very famous song.
That's right.
What, it was like 1912 or something like that. So, I mean, for years it was a famous song.
That's our baby doll.
Yeah. And then I have a little, you know, funny one, cause it's Braggo.
First, what's Braggo?
Braggo Roth.
I like Braggo.
Which I think is just hilarious. Braggo is the first name. Like, I wonder how you got that.
I feel like for the right fielder, this might be my second favorite. After Pickles Dillhoffer, Greasy Neal. It just makes me laugh. How is your first name just Greasy? Greasy Neal, and also Bullet Joe. Joe is a good first name for nicknames. Bullet Joe Bush was a right fielder, which is a cool nickname, but I like Greasy Neal just because it's weird.
Yeah, it could be like, you know, Greasy Joe, Joe, Smokey Joe.
I had a friend named Crazy Joe.
Anything in front of Joe. Stuffy Joe.
Braggo. So that's my list of that's my starting nine for who else you got in the outfield? I think you got.
I had Smokey Joe, Baby Doll Jacobson, and Braggo Roth. I had we mentioned Urban Shocker, Sweetbread Bailey, and then I had Sheriff Blake. Just because I don't know, it's just
that's cool.
A really funny name, Sheriff Blake. You know, because Blake's like a first name.
Yep.
Last name.
That's like Greasy Neal. It just sounds
Yeah, it's great.
So. And Ping Bodie, that was up there.
Yeah, I like that one too.
That's, I think, maybe on the bench. Who's your number one pick? Your best, your favorite nickname of the year?
Of the year?
Putting you on the spot.
It's between Pickles and Possum, probably for the year, just for 1920.
Yeah.
We're all maybe Smokey Joe or Urban, you know, just time. That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, there's a lot of good ones to choose
from. How about you for the year?
Oh, yeah, I'm going Pickles. I mean, I can't say Pickles Dillhoffer without laughing. This is the funniest one. And yeah, I feel like I got to go with Pickles. It's a lot of choices, but that's the one I'm calling.
All right. Well, our NARS, we'll have to come back with some more NARS next time. And maybe some of our listeners can send in their favorite NARS. You know, some of the ones I'm thinking of, like all time Catfish Hunter. That's got to be up there, right?
Yeah. Well, and of course, boy. A lot of the Negro League players had really good nicknames from the same here.
Yeah, we were talking what Cool Papa Bell. Like, maybe that might be the number one overall.
That's really the coolest
all time. Cool Papa. I mean, come on.
I know. That is remarkable. And yeah, I want to revisit the Negro Leagues a little bit, check in on them. And we're going to do some ballpark profiles as we go forward. And we're going to continue to follow this pennant race. And hopefully we'll get back to you soon. It won't be such a long delay. We'll keep you posted next week on This Week in 1920s Baseball. I think I'm ready to sign off, Sweet Bread.
All right, Bucketfoot. It's been real.
All righty. I'm going to see you head to head on the
Oh yeah, you're going down.
You don't fail to consider my managerial prowess. I'm going to pull so many trick plays.
You're gonna pitch every pitcher like three innings. Yeah, I understand.
I got a lot of moves.
Runs through the lineup.
I got to play crafty. I got to do what I got to do. All right, Sweet Bread, take it easy, and I will talk to you soon. And everybody out there, this has been This Week in 1920s Baseball.
Later.